starting a new maimer in Devei Chacham Menachas, which discusses a very basic yisod in the Sfar Makadoshim. Hashem is Baruch gave us a certain koyach that's called imagination, the koyach hadimyon. Without the koyach hadimyon, there couldn't be such a thing as nevuah in the world. There would be very, very little pleasure and enjoyment in our lives if not for this koyach that Hashem Baruch gave us, the koyach hadimyon. But it's also a tremendous, tremendous challenge to be able to use this koyach of imagination in a good and in a holy way. In Chassidus, thank you. In Chassidus, there is much less fear of the koyach hadimyon than you'll find in the Musa Sfar. But at the same time, great caution is taken by the tzaddikim in teaching us how to use the koyach hadimyon and how to distinguish between what is emes, what's the truth, what's the emes, and what could perhaps be something that has been created by the koyach hadimyon. It's not real. So it's a very, very basic inyan in Avodas Hashem, koyach hadimyon. Those who have learned this form of the Piyus Etzner, she mentions here in a moment, in particular Hachshavos Avreichim, which we were zochet to learn together on Arab Shabbos over the years, all the Rebbe's basic svarim, Chav Salmin, Hachshavos Avreichim, Tzav Vizirz, and Hachshav HaToyva. There's nobody, probably it's safe to say that there's nobody among all of the Talmidim of the Talmid of Hashem who spoke as much about how to use imagination in a holy way as the Piyus Etzner. And those who have learned this svarim are familiar with that. And all his bainanus, the ability for a person to concentrate, to meditate, his bainanus and his bainanus depend to a large extent on the proper use of this koyach hadimyon. So let's begin at page 121. Tamsis hamayim adalahalim. The essence of what we're going to talk about is this. Rotzen lichya is his hametzias apshuta v'anachayin shalachayim aruchniim v'avodis Hashem. A person wants to live in the simple and true metzias of a spiritual life of serving Hashem. V'lo lichyos b'tzir hametztaya me'ela v'moyach ha'odim. He doesn't want to spend his life living in some sort of a painting. Some sort of a painting, a dimyon, that's not true, that's created, but he's not really living. Yosef b'ktsara, or even more b'ktsara. Rotzen lav edis Hashem esbach v'lo esatziyah. The rotzen that a person has, an honest and sincere Jew has, to serve Hashem, and not this seer, not this image, or this portrait that I've painted of what I should look like as an Oved Hashem. But to live be'emes and pashtas in that Avoida, as opposed to the image of that. And I'm sure that all of you who have had any contact with the teaching of the Piyus Etzner, remember what he writes in Tzav Vizirz about his 40th birthday, and how the Rebbe said that he was trying to think what he could accept upon himself to learn more. He says, I don't waste any time. As he was approaching his 40th birthday, he says, to learn more, he said he doesn't waste any time. to overcome the base desires, to work against the taivis. So the Rebbe said he doesn't. This is not something that he feels drawn to. So what can I do? So the Rebbe said, what I could do is to simply convert, simply to make myself into a Jew. Because he says, I see, when I look at myself, I see a beautiful painting, a beautiful image of what a Jew is supposed to be like, and how a Jew is supposed to live. But I want to become that Jew. I don't want to spend the rest of my life just in that picture. I want to actually be that Jew. And it's a very, very deep thing that he said. And any sincere person has to stop and wonder, but how much of my Avodas Hashem is Avodas Hashem, and how much of it is trying to fit the picture of an Avodas Hashem, but not the emes to be an Avodas Hashem. Elo shekedei lahavin mazet siyur. In order to understand what is this siyur, this painting, this image? What's the difference between the tziur and the simple mitzias, the simple and clear mitzias? What's the difference? So yesh l'hakdim kama hakdamas. I'm going to have to learn a few hakdamas. Ulahakir mikarov tnuvais achados benefesh. We're going to have to come to recognize and to understand more some things that are going on in the soul. Va'oz loshuv b'havana el ha'mishpat ha'kosa d'lel, and then we'll be able to come back to this sentence that we just saw. The rotzen to live the mitzias pshuta of a Jew as opposed to being in that picture of a Jew. Yikar shalmai mezeh b'perek beis ha'shabai, ach yesh l'haktam l'fanav l'havi la'achrov, Nisholim v'nyonim nesofim. The main part of this maimer is the second parak, but it needs to have certain akdamas and certain mishalim and so on. The behirs and in order to clarify it. Yisrachavu heim yeser himenu. Mitzorach havanas parak beis zesha kotzor poshid mahoid. And Mitzvashem will be able to then have a simple understanding of what's going on. So Aleph, page 121. Chanan Hashem is baruch es adam mechamisha chushim. Hashem has blessed us with five senses. Bamsausam yuchaliyas mechuber im ha'olam shabai chai. And with these senses, we're able to be attached, be connected to the world in which we live. Ri'iyah u'shmiya, seeing and hearing. Reach, smelling. Tam, tasting. U'mishush, touching. Vemtzos hari'iyah, yedem alufon of bor or har. By using one's sense of seeing, one is able to know what's in front of me. Is there a pit? Is there a hole? Or is there a mountain? Is it yom? Is it laila? Is it day or night? Vemtzos hashmiya, by using the koyach of listening, of hearing. Yuchalitza kesha dibur im hasoivev. One can hear the words of others and to be connected to them through that. Hareach v'atam yilamduhu al tiv ha'mayichel shalofanev. Smelling and tasting will be able to know what food it is that he's having. Imaluach amosok, is it salty, is it sweet? Tori yarok, is it fresh, is it spoiled? Hamishush, touching. Yazrenu leida in the front of Eitz Abad, what is it that you're holding? Is it something from wood? Is it some other material? Matbea kesef and yar, is it a coin? Is it a piece of paper? Bamtzos chushim eila, by using these chushim, nasa koshuv l'loy herif l'nasa sevivai, a person becomes attuned, constantly attuned and connected to everything that's taking place around him in his life. And in this way, he doesn't become detached from the mitzias that Hashem has placed him in throughout all the years of his life. That's a very important little note over here on the bottom, in parentheses, Kamuvan, which we've spoken about over the years, Kamuvan Shechushim Eila Enim Chushe Haguf, it should be clear, and those who have learned this from Ramakadoshim are familiar with this, that these Chushim, seeing and hearing, there was a time some years ago that I spent a few months talking about the Indian of seeing, we didn't get to all the Chushim, but we spoke about Re'iyah, that the Koach HaRe'iyah, the last and final stop of that Koach HaRe'iyah is in the eyes that look at physical objects in this world. But it's obvious that there's a Koach HaRe'iyah that is much, much higher. At the root and source of the Koach HaRe'iyah, the physical ability to see, there are levels and levels of seeing, higher levels of seeing in Pnimiyus. That's why even when we speak of understanding something, in the Gemara there'll be a Lashon Chazal, Roya Ani Es Divrei Plaini. I see what this person is saying. Ro'a Li Bi Harbe Chachma. Shlomo HaMelech says, my heart sees much wisdom. The Madregas of seeing. Because there's a Kercha Nefesh, there's the Kercha Re'iyah. And even if a person, Chalila, can't see with his eyes, that doesn't mean that he's not, that it doesn't mean that he doesn't have a Koach HaRe'iyah, it's just he doesn't have a Koach HaRe'iyah in Gashmius. It didn't reach that last point. It didn't come to the final destination and stop. And so it is with all the Chushim. And therefore, Chushim Ela Enim Chushi Aguf, Ela Chushim HaKlulim B'Nefesh. These are Chushim of the Nefesh, of the soul. And when one learns this from HaKadoshim, then begin to understand what are the spiritual roots of seeing and hearing and tasting and smelling and so on. Shiarova shomaz, etc. Gamka shemes aguf, therefore even the body is not alive. So obviously there can't be any physical seeing or hearing or tasting or smelling, whatever. The chushuk ra'enim pe'ilim, and the chushim, these senses are no longer active physically. Adayin roya ha'odam, there's still that neshama is still able to see. Not to see the way it sees in this world, but to see in the higher root of what seeing is. The shamaya and hear, upoil b'chol chusha, and even tasting and smelling. You see, even in this world, the Shem Yishmul and others said you can talk about this, that a person will say something like, I can smell trouble over here, I smell danger. I mean, these Lashonis, even though they're the Lashonis that are found by the nations of the world, the origin, the root of these Lashonis is from Kedusha. But there isn't any of smelling something. That's not just a physical smell. And we know that Mashiach will have such a Koach. That the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that's Marach V'Doyin, that he'll be able to judge by smelling. He'll be able to know the truth and to judge by smelling. Which we don't know what that means. But it's clear that each one of the Chushim has Madregas and Madregas and Madregas. Until the final, last Madrega, which is in this world, which comes out as seeing and hearing and so on. And that's why we know that the Shvatim, and we know that in the Sefer Yetzirah, with each of the Chushim, Ruvain is seeing, Shimon is hearing, and so on. And it's not just hearing and seeing. Evar Achushim Shebaguf, Einayim, Oznayim, Echulu, Hema Kalim Zmanim. The eyes and the ears are just temporary Kalim that Hashem gave us for the purpose of physically seeing and physically hearing. When the body, before the neshama comes into the body, and after the neshama leaves the body, the neshama sees, and the neshama hears, and the neshama smells, and the neshama touches. One needs to understand what that means. The mishush of the neshama. What we experience as these things in this world, in this life, it's only temporary. It's this short, it's a tiny little period of time, where the seeing is with eyes, physical eyes, and the hearing is with physical ears. That's only for a couple of years in this world, 120 years in this world. In the Gvura Shemayim Shana, in this world, that a person uses the ears and the eyes for seeing and hearing. We even see in this world that if Chalila, a person has one of the senses that's not working physically, that there's a certain chush that he has that's developed, that chush is developed in more of a spiritual way. That a person who doesn't see with his eyes is able to have a stronger chush to see in a different way. Even in this world it's like that, to compensate. Whoever wants to see more about this, obviously has to look into the Sefer HaKadosh. But it's important to know that the Chushim don't begin here in this world. Page 122. And higher than all of the Chushim, and above all of the chushim that we have, Tova Hashem is Baruch Benefesh is Karech HaSeichel VeHaHavana. Hashem has planted in the Nefesh the Karech HaSeichel VeHavana, the ability to understand, to think. Shemikoichai Boha Odom Ladaas Ketzad Lisnahel B'chol Pratei Achaim. And with one's Karech HaSeichel, one can discern, to think, how to conduct himself, herself, and all of the protim of life, a called tzad v'shal, every step of life. Achlamatim na'seichel. So far we've spoken about chushim and seichel. In between chushim and seichel, lamatim na'seichel, beneath, lower than the karech of seichel, there's another karech that Hashem has given us, which is the chush of imagination. Karech hamadama, shu echad hakoiches hayikarim v'hadakim v'yoyser, which is one of the most precious and edle koiches that Hashem has given us. Shezocha bo yitzia kapav shal Hashem esboch, that a human being has. Miyom amoid adam al daitai, from the time that a person begins to think, from the time that one begins to think, oyse shimush b'dimyonai shu koyach hadimui. He begins, the child from a very early age begins to use this koyach of, this chush of dimyon, koyach hadimui, the koyach hadimui, to imagine. Now, the word dimui is from the word dome, koach hamadama. That means to make comparisons. What does that mean? So he explains. Amish, hiskarav hapoot al hakira, just yesterday, the infant or the child started to get close to the oven, and everybody in the room started to scream out, like we've all done when they're little children that start to get close to something that's hot. Everybody screamed out, it's hot. And everybody was very nervous, and they saw the kid going close to the stove or to the whatever it is, and he ran away. It could be that it was too late. And he reached and he touched and he burnt himself. Ulamacha, the next day, Kasha Yizaku Cham Cham. So now when the oilam starts to scream out, it's hot, hot. Biskarva El Kasraiskin. Now, to the child's mind, this is very odd. Yesterday, he was walking towards the oven, or the stove. He was walking to the stove. And he heard people scream out something hot, hot. And especially if he actually did touch it. It was very, very, very terrible feeling that he had. And he understands now that that's a place he doesn't want to go. That's something he stays away from. Fine. So he knows that there's like a yellow tape around the stove in his mind. He doesn't go there. But the strangest thing happens. He's nowhere near the stove the next day. And there's on the table, there's a cup of tea. Doesn't look at all like the stove. And here they go again. The Eidlum starts to scream out, "It's hot, it's hot, hot, hot." So the child is listening to this. And Yir Tala Chayrev, he knows that last time he heard hot, it was kedai to stay away. Either because he actually got burnt or because he got parched. And he knows it's kedai to stay away. I mean, there's some kids that are more daring, and they have that funny way of looking at you and trying to get closer and seeing how dangerous it is. But they're very, very smart, and they catch on very quickly that this is not a good thing. Ma'irakan. Now, what happened over here? This is a simple thing. This happens every day with children. What happened? Dima hamayach za'aka l'za'aka. In the little brain of that kid, in the child's mind, he was medama milsa l'milsa. He made it a comparison. Yesterday I heard them saying that word, hot, hot. I heard them saying that. And everybody got really upset, or maybe he even burnt himself. And I heard them saying hot, hot. So even though I don't see in Gashmias, what does this cup on the table have to do with that machine in the kitchen? But the mind very quickly processes this, and dima mar za'aka l'za'aka, and the mind makes a dimyon, a dimui, a comparison. It matches up one za'aka to another za'aka. Yesterday then they said cham, hat, and today they're saying hat. And you put this together. And he made a hekish. He made in his mind very, very quickly, he made this comparison. Yesterday those words cham cham, it's hot, caused people to grab me and to pull me away, or even for me to hurt myself. So afayom came. So too today. I'm not going to wait till they grab me, and I'm not going to wait to hurt myself. Lamrosh shehayom ein kan esh kira. Even though the child doesn't see any fire, there's no stove, there's no fire. Terem nitzvah b'slida, before he gets to that point where he's going to get hurt or burnt, klal loy achzav b'lachiko, they didn't have to even grab him. Today, they don't have to even grab him. Yesterday, they pulled him. Well, you'll see the little kid running. Every parent has done this. And you're chasing your kid down the block, and there's an intersection. The kid, like, got loose. And there's an intersection up ahead. And even though you're davening as you're running, that 99.9% of the kid already knows to stop and wait for mommy or daddy at the corner. But what if? What if, for some reason, they just keep on going? So you go crazy chasing them, and then the kid, it's like a joke, the kid stops. The kid's not going to go into the street. I mean, well, Elena, sometimes it doesn't work out. If something is wrong, the child was distracted. But the child, if everything's the way it should be, then the child already has learned that you don't go over here. You don't have to grab him. Of course, their judgment is not developed, and you have to always be careful. In the case with the stove and the hot glass, they really don't resemble. Yesterday doesn't resemble today. That was a stove. That was a fire coming out, and this is a glass. The only thing they know is that word, that thing, and they don't even know the language yet. They just hear the word. They hear that word hot, cham, and they make right away in a split second. The Karach HaMedama gets to work, and they understand. Ach mekomakom hilbi shamayach es atziyah de'emesh. What the mind does is the mind of the child takes, right away the child has in his mind or her mind the image of yesterday. And in one second, that's an amazing thing about children too, how they remember images. It's unbelievable. Even when they're very, very, very little. And in 1 second, the child is standing there and when he hears the word cham, hot, so there's the image of yesterday and people taking him or getting burnt, and he sees the oven. In 1 second, he has that image in his head. There's a painting in his brain. Because he doesn't really speak the language. He doesn't know what it means, hot. He just knows that sound. That sound, right away, lights up a picture in his brain of the bad meister from yesterday. Just makes a picture in his head. And he has a very clear painting in his head, a picture, a photograph of what happened yesterday. When that word cham was screamed out, he has a picture. And then he looks at his finger, and it's still hurting him. He remembers. Because he touched the thing. So now he's progressed. The mind, the Korach HaMadama, was malbish yesterday's picture with today's scream of cham, hot. It sounds the same as yesterday, cham. And that's enough for him to be careful, for him to step back. We see this from the earliest age. This is a lower madrega than seichel, because the kid's not a bal seichel. He doesn't understand language, really. And he's not a bal seichel. He doesn't understand what's the meaning of hat. So there's chushim, the feeling of the heat on the finger, or the warmth of the stove. Higher than that is the karech hadimyon, to paint a picture, to take a picture, and to make a comparison from one picture to another picture. Like they have the game that the children like to play, matching, right? Which also, if you play with little kids, that game, you know what I'm talking about, matching. Different pictures on little cards, which is one of their favorite games, children. When you play that with them, I'm always in a spell from it. Because the adult sitting there like this, it's crazy, because even when you play against a three-year-old, you still want to win, right? So you're looking at these things and you're going, aha, that's the banana. The banana's over there. And then there's a banana over there. And the kid doesn't know. The kid's like doing goofy things and playing and running around. They turn over the banana. It's an amazing thing. Like you tried the whole cup. And the kid's not doing that at all. They don't concentrate. They don't concentrate at all. So you're going to get depressed that he's a bigger Balmadrega. It's not because of the Madrega. It's because the seichel's not really being used by the child. It's not about seichel. So he has two things. He has chush, smelling and touching and those things. And he has the Korach HaMadama to make matches. He doesn't have other stuff on his mind. It's not like he's distracted. He doesn't have anything going on. He's not thinking about, what am I going to wear tomorrow? I have a pimple and they're going to see my pimple at work or something. He doesn't have any of these chashbainas. He's very, very pashut. And because he's so pashut, so that's his whole mitzvah is very, very easily connected to making the banana with the banana. It's it. Korach HaMadama. Well, b'chlal, the children is very, very, very strong, the Korach HaMadama. And as we get older, as he's going to explain, we're being told, don't use that, don't use that, don't use that. Be careful with that, be careful, don't use that. But when they're children, that's what they have. The seichel hasn't developed yet. The Korach HaMadama is very, very strong. And if a child will look at things and imagine all kinds of things, that's why it's such a dangerous thing that the children see scary images they see in televisions or on the screens that they look at, they see, they get very, very, it could be something that they have with them for years, it stays with them. Whereas an adult will see something, but the child will make all kinds of, in the head, will make, the child that was frightened by that monster in the movie or something, was scared by that monster, that monster is alive in the child for a long time. It could stay with the child for a long time. And you think that it's already gone. It's not true. It's not true. The kid still has that monster in the head. And the things that were going on in the room when that monster scared him on the television or the computer, the things that were going on are associated in his child's mind with the Koach HaDimyon to the monster. And the child could be really, really frightened of these things, terribly frightened. V'hinei dimyon zeh, this dimyon, this is what imagination means. V'hinei dimyon zeh, shekoyach daku, it's a very, very subtle koyach. Olu gam l'damas inyin l'inyin. Now, what can happen is that this Koach HaDimyon, the Koach HaMadama, can make incorrect matches. It does it all the time. That was the banana with the apple. It'll make incorrect matches. It'll be Madama an Inyan to an Inyan. This happens to a person who's, if you have a Chavrusa, and one is much sharper in learning than the other. So this is happening all the time. There'll be a breakdown in the communication between the sharper chavrusa, the guy, and the guy that's not as sharp. What will happen very often is that the one who's not as sharp is trying, especially when you're learning Gemara, you constantly have to medama milsa la milsa. You have to be able to see something and to figure out in a split second, what category is this? Where does this fit in? Where does this fit in to the sugya? The one who is sharper does that very quickly. The one who is not as sharp will take longer, but because he wants to keep up this chavrusa, will try to do it as quickly as the chavrusa, but will put together oranges and apples. And it's very frustrating for the other fella, because he just doesn't know what's wrong with you. Like, why don't you get it? And you're trying to, because you want to be on the ball. So chavrusas have this all the time going on between them. So one is reading the Tosfos, and he gets it, and he sees what Tosfos is doing with two different Gemaras, or three different Gemaras, and he gets it right away. What Tosfos is making it sushtel between this Gemara, that Gemara, and he chaps right away. And the Chavrusa that doesn't have that kind of a dimyon is trying to make those matchups, but he's not making them. And it's very discouraging. And he'll have to get a different Chavrusa eventually. It's just, it doesn't work out. He's not making those matches. So he might say he is. Oh, of course, but then he doesn't follow through. He doesn't get it. So what happens is that the Koach HaDimyon, which again is lower than the Koach HaSeichel, but it's connected to the Seichel. It's in between Chush and Seichel. If then this Inyan, there are thousands and thousands of pages in the Chabad Svarim, just in this Inyan, thousands of pages in this Inyan. Lamrei she'ein behem dimui nachal. Even though this is an apple, that's an orange. But he makes the connection. So it could be a broader category. It could be a more general category. And again, this is what's happening when one's learning Gemara. I remember when we were going to graduate school, there were a couple of firm guys that we had to take this, you ever see this Miller analogy test? You ever hear of that? I don't know if they do that anymore. No? They had these analogies. This is to this, as that is to that. So the first one is very simple. After that, it looks like they have nothing to do with each other. This is to this, as that is to that. So we went, there were four guys from Yeshiva that we were planning to go to graduate school. And one of the things we had to do was to take this Miller analogy test with our 100 analogies. And we are, the four of us went, and it was something which we were very comfortable with just from the way that we were trained to think all of our lives. And each one of us got more than 90% correct on those. When the goyim sat down with this, they started to pull their hair out and try to cheat, and they're going out of their kalim. Came out every one. And this was supposedly a brighter cheva, because this was a very demanding program to even be able to apply for this. And it was, the results were, generally the results were 40 out of 100, 50 out of 100. And the guys from yeshiva were 90 out of 100. There's a certain training in this way that's the most natural thing in learning. To medamba milsa la milsa. This is to this as that is to that is the most basic level of logic that's used in learning. But it's not the most basic level of logic that's used in the world at large. And all of the years make a difference. But that is also not yet seichel. It's a certain way of thinking, the Kvarech HaDimyon. And the people who are designing that, I guess some guy Miller started, sounds like a Jew also, that because they want, in that Indian, they're trying to see if there's a certain, they're trying to sort out a certain type of thinking, a certain way of looking at things, to move forward with that program. Kagon im yomum lepa'ut, for instance, if you tell a child, litztanef tachas smicha, so now we take the same, we tell the kid, go under your blanket. It'll be nice and cham, under the blanket. So now the kid, whoa, one second. I don't know what these people are doing. Yesterday they were screaming cham and they grabbed me and pulled me away from the oven. Now they're saying, Yankala, go under the blanket. It's a kokach cham. It's so nice and hot under the blanket. So the kid will go, hui, cham. And he should push the blanket away. Because of this association. Because of the analogy. He would push the blanket away. He wouldn't want to go near it. Ki chamsha. It's hot over there. The tevas cham. Now, this is when it's used incorrectly. And this takes time. So when the child hears the word cham, uh-oh, he has right away in his head the picture. He's making a match. And he has the picture of burning his finger. He remembers even not from 2 weeks ago, from 2 months ago, that he burnt his finger. And he heard them screaming, cham, cham, and he burnt his finger. So he makes that match with the blanket, because they used the word cham. So tidmila leneged einav, slido zaakiv archoke. So to him right now, this is a place, this blanket is something you have to stay away from. You have to run away from it. Ad ki yirtam nasmicha. He'll be afraid. And he'll back away from the blanket. Very important parenthesis here also. You know that a lot of people are suffering from something that's called anxiety. It's terrible. Terrible, terrible. And all the studies are showing that it's getting more and more and more anxiety. Being very, very nervous, being very anxious. And different things make people nervous and anxious. V'zeo pesher sevel acharadus. And this is at the core of this terrible misery that people have when they suffer from anxiety. Shemadama oda milsa la milsa. What happens is the person's madama milsa la milsa. He makes certain comparisons. He makes matches in his brain. And this has to do with the chemicals, of course, of the body as well. Because there are certain chemicals that are released when that match is made in the brain. The person had a bad experience. It could be 40 years ago. There was some kind of bad experience. There was some idiotic friend that locked you in the dark closet and you couldn't get out for half hour. Right? Something like that happened 40 years ago. 40 years ago, some kid locked you into the closet and you were banging. And you don't think about it. You forgot about it a long time ago. But still, ad hayom what? You're terrified of being closed in a dark place. 40 years later. And many, many times in therapy, it comes out that the person didn't remember that. And then in therapy, the therapist was able to bring the person back to that closet and to be able to face that pachad and with that to help to overcome it. But for 40 years, the person didn't think about it. But licked in cup. It's sitting in the head, such a thing. That every time there's a dark room, the Kvarech HaDimyon lights up that thing. Bad. Scary. Even though you're already an adult, and you know, what's there to be scared of in a room of it? What are you scared of? What are you scared about? What's wrong over here? This is what happens. Other is Madame Milsa la Milsa, but the match is chaval. It's an incorrect match. Because what's this adult doing? You have a 40-year-old adult is making an incorrect match. He's taking a harmless dark room, his own room, where there's nothing there to be afraid of. He's taking that harmless dark room, and he's making a match between an orange and an apple, between the scary closet when he was 2 years old. He's making this match. And it's so many years later, and his pulse and his heartbeat and the perspiration. Anybody that Lolano has suffered from anxiety knows it's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Terrible. And a person who doesn't have that will say, "What's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? There's nothing here. What are you afraid of?" It could be an image that a person is getting. That somebody that a child saw on a movie or saw by something. And for his entire life, that is being matched up incorrectly with other things in reality. He's making incorrect matches all the time. Could be that was a science fiction movie, or a fantasy, or a cartoon. In other words, it could be that thing itself, Bechlal, is not part of Metzius. That was what he originally saw as a 2 or 3 year old on a movie of some monster wasn't part of Metzius. There was a time, I remember when I was a little kid, and I remember exactly what it felt like. There was a time that every Thursday night I had these like monsters that were hanging out over my bed. I could remember it. And I would go under my blanket, I was afraid. And I didn't want to bother my parents. I was trying to be Mizgabra in this Indian. I don't know how old, I was very little, because I remember we were in this house that we left that house. I must have been only 6 years old when we left there. I can still remember how the room looked. And I still remember these things like they were on top of me. These crazy looking things that were on top of me. And I didn't want to tell my parents. And I remember I would sit there, it seemed to me, maybe it was minutes, but it seemed to me like it was hours under the blanket. I felt like it was hours and I was so afraid. And then at one time I couldn't take it anymore. And I remember I started to cry. And my father heard me crying and he came and he said, "What's wrong? What's wrong? What's the matter?" And I said, "You don't see." I remember this conversation here, "Daddy. Just look, see what's going on over there." Remember, look at that. My father said, "What is it? What is there?" I said, "You don't see this." I started to describe these horrible monsters that were on top of me. My father said, "There's nothing." He turned on the light and he said, "Look, there's nothing here. There's nothing here." I said, "There must not." My father says, "I'll tell you what they're monsters. They're monsters on the stupid television. That's what they're monsters, that you're watching that too much of that television. And that's where you have these monsters already in your head. You're making ready monsters." Which, of course, is the truth. Even though I didn't make the connection, it could be when I was watching the show, I was having a lot of fun. You get a little bit scared, you watch something, it's scary, but you're enjoying it, right? Kids enjoy scary things, it's funny, but they do. But then later on, they have aggravation from it. That's how it is. They make it, they're Madama Milsa La Milsa. So now what happens? There's a dimion in the event, it's making a match. Here I'm safe in my room. The safest place I could be in the world is in the room. My parents are next door. There's no place safer in the world. But instead of being safe in my own room, I think I'm like someplace in the Outer Limits. That was a scary show when we were kids. It was called The Outer Limits. You remember that? Okay. So it was a
scary one.
Yeah. What?
It's scary.
It was very scary, yeah. Yeah. So you're someplace, you're in your room. Your parents are next door. It is the best place to be in the world. But you're not there. And the Kach HaDimyon puts you into a place, this scary, scary place. And that can linger with a person 30, 40, 50, 60. You could take it 120 into the kever with you, these things. Madame other Muslim, sometimes you see a certain kind of a person, and you don't know why that person gets you nervous. You don't know why. The person gets you nervous. Perfectly nice person makes you nervous. 60 years ago, there was a person that looked like that person that said something to upset you, and the brain makes a match and says, "Watch out for this guy. This guy's perfectly innocent, nice person." Years and years ago, a lifetime ago, and there's Madame Milsa La Milsa. The mind makes a comparison, just like the child. When the child hears the word "cham hat," the child makes a comparison between the stove and the blanket. The blanket is good, the stove is bad. Like a person who sees a terrible car accident. And now every single highway, every single road scares him, and he feels it is a threat to him, because it could be years ago he saw a terrible accident. And there are people that their whole lives they won't get into a car to drive because of such a thing. And it didn't have to even be that they saw the actual accident. It could be they saw the accident on a television show. I remember when we were taking driver's ed in high school, they showed us this crazy, horrible, gory film of like teenagers getting mauled in car accidents. But we were just shooting spitballs and throwing stuff and laughing. And that's not going to happen to anybody. That happens to other people. It doesn't happen to us. And you just shut it out. But they're trying to get you scared. This is going to make you into a more of a cautious driver, more of a careful driver, to use the Koyach HaMadam, the Koyach HaDimyon. Kan ba Koyach HaSeichel, HaElyon min HaDimyon, v'yoyse rochni yehemenu. Now remember, the Koyach HaSeichel is higher than the Koyach HaDimyon. The Chushim, our senses, higher than the Chushim, there's the Koyach HaMadam, and higher than the Koyach HaMadam is Koyach HaSeichel. Therefore, the seichel can be miyashev es asugya. How can the seichel be miyashev es asugya? Once the child understands, or the adult in therapy, once the seichel is engaged in this sugya, then the seichel can say, no, there's a chilik between a blanket and a stove. The stove is something which hurts you. The blanket is something which protects you. It's true. They're both hot. This is a heat that hurts, and this is a heat that makes you comfortable, the blanket. But the seichel has to be miyashiv the sugya. This has a lot to what we're learning about in Tanya in the ninth parak in the morning. The seichel has to be miyashiv the sugya. Shomnam cham tachas asmicha, v'gam cham kais reischin. That the mind is able to come along and tell the child, you're right, you have a good head. And you have a good imagination. And you're absolutely right. Cham, hot, is a word that's used for a blanket and is used for a boiling cup of tea. You're right. But there's a chilik between the blanket and the oven or the cup of tea. There's a chilik. And the mind makes these chilukim. The seichel makes these chilukim. And the mind decides that when it comes to the stove or the cup of boiling water or tea, the child knows, I stay away from that. When it comes to a nice blanket, that's good, that's cozy, that's warm. Because the heat of the boiling water of the tea is not the same as the heat of the blanket. But that's already an edle chilik that the brain makes. When the child first hears the word cham, doesn't know that. That's the aleph of the Koyach HaDimyon. The Maimer Musgar, that means that this is a little bit on the side, but it's still, of course, Nogeya. Terem namshich binyanenu b'esapa, before we continue in Aizdalid, efshe laharech harbi b'pulis adimyan. There's much that can be discussed. As I said, tremendous amount is written, both in the Musa Sfarim and the Chassidish Sfarim, about the Koyach HaDimyon. Asher michad oymed l'shimush adam kemat b'chol tzadeh p'ula, on the one hand, the Koyach HaDimyon is used in a person's life, almost every step in life, whatever we do, we're constantly using the Koyach. We're constantly making these matches in our heads, in the imagination, constantly making these associations. That's another thing. What's it called that they have the... What's that test that they do with that? I don't know if they do it anymore. Association. They show you a picture, and what do you associate that with? There's a name for it. Huh? Yeah. What? With a race, something. Rosha? Oh, yeah. They show picture. They show you picture, and they ask you, what do you associate that with? Like, I remember when we were kids, there was a funny television show, and they were showing this, there was this kid that was having problems. It wasn't a kid, he was already getting old, he was already older. And they were showing him these images, and no matter what they showed him, he was saying, he said, oh, that's, you know, it's a person that's not dressed. The next one, oh, that's disgusting. It's everything they showed him, no matter what it looked like, he always said it was a disgusting thing that was not the sneezdick, no matter what they showed him. So the psychologist says, you know, you have a filthy mind. He says, you're the one that's showing me the pictures. They're your pictures. I didn't buy pictures like that. But then, in that association with that mind, everything he sees fits into that narrow space of what he's obsessed with. This too causes tremendous anxiety and mental illness. Mamish mental illness. When there's an imbalance in the Koyach HaDimyon. See, he thinks the doctor is a manuvel. But the doctor showing him a picture of a cat. He goes, oh, how could you show me such a thing? the doctor's fine. He's a manuvel. He's got problems. All of his dissociations over something, he's making these matches with everything in such a way that his whole metzias is caught up in this inyan of bizyonis. In an unhealthy mind, the person constantly has to feed that, with more and more images. And the whole nekuda of that sickness, when it comes to looking at things that are inappropriate, it's all using, all advertising is based upon taking advantage of the Koyach HaMadama. All advertising. That's how advertising works. The words that are used, certain phrases that are used, certain images that will go on the screen, they're very, very, very smart people, how they do this. But they have in computers that they have these things that pop onto the screen. They're from nowhere, right? They're from nowhere. They come to the screen. So people will say, it's an Irish guy, it's nothing. They're very, very smart people. They're not spending their time stomp playing games like that. They have other things to do. They're trying to make money, yeah? But they have an Indian to make things pop up onto your screen. They're trying to make money. They know what they're doing. It's not nothing. It's something. You just have to get the right person. Okay, so it's kedai for them to have 1,000 people that couldn't care less about the pop-up, but there's going to be that one person. It's going to be the one person. The 1,001, that pop-up is makes a big chilek for them. Because there's a certain association, and it sets off a certain thing in his head, and that's their customer. That's their customer. And then the guy's next thing he's doing is signing up for something. That's their customer. And that's how it all works. It's every step of life. We're surrounded by this, especially with the media and with the computers and all of that. There's never been such, because it used to be a relatively small range of matches that one could make in one's life. If you live on a farm someplace in Alabama, I mean, how many things could you match up? Right? Like on a regular day in Alabama in 1924, I mean, what is there to see on the farm? But now you could live in Alabama on a farm and you have a laptop computer and you're sitting under a tree with a laptop computer and you're all over the place. It's all over. There's never been such an onslaught of images as in our generation, and it's getting more and more. And children are grown up, they're surrounded with millions of images that they never had. Children had very, very limited amount of images that they would see when they were kids, of their family and of the neighborhood. There were very few images. Maybe a couple of thousand images. Then when television started and everything, but the radio was already before, and the television, now with other things. The Koyach HaMadama is at stake in our generation more than ever before, which is a siman, as we spoke about in Eretz Teshuva, that we're getting closer to the renewal of Nevuah. Because Nevuah, the main yanika of your Nevuah, where Nevuah draws from, is the Koyach HaMadam. So we're getting closer to the time of Mashiach, to Nevuah, to this chadshus of the Koyach HaNevuah, which is the holiest use of the Koyach HaMadam. Where the Navi sees vision and a certain machzeh, a certain chazon that he has, as Madame Milsa La Milsa. And different Nevi'im could see the same image, but would make different matches. And the whole how Kerach Nevuah works and what Kerach Nevuah is, it all depends on understanding the Kerach HaMadame. But it's everywhere. Gam Mashanira, the last line on page 122. Gam Mashanira, v'mabat v'yishon kipulas zikaron. And even though you might think, no, this is just an Indian of remembering. Like the children's game of matching. You might think it's just a memory. And they call the game, I think, memory. So you might think, so it means, like I said before, the kid has a better memory than the adult. It's not an Indian memory. Of course there is some degree of that. But that's not the ikkar. Ha'emes shehudimim. The emes is just being nedame milsa la milsa. Not memory. And many times the person can become so misled by the dimyon, can be so deluded and fooled by the dimyon. Look, and Rabbi Baruch Kosova talks about this a lot in the Amud HaVayda. If you have the sefer, there are very, very amazing things over there in that part of the Amud HaVayda. Ramnam. Machmas zoyshem adubra al inyan dak. We'll start from here, Mitzvah Shem. We'll continue here next Monday night.